You were mentioning after the Civil War, some Negroes got kind of sassy, and what did the Negroes call a white man if they were angry with him?
I just don't know about that.
And what would a white man call a Negro if they?
Oh, he'd call him a nigger.
Just a nigger. Did you ever hear this word, Hoosier? Country Hoosier?
Country Hoosier? I don't know.
I have heard that Negroes, after the Civil War, if they get angry at a white man, they call him an old Hoosier.
Well, I guess, well, that's correct, I'm sure. That's one thing, if I have heard my parents mention, I hadn't remembered.
Have they mentioned it?
I don't remember them hearing me mention.
They don't. You don't remember.
No.
What I'm interested in are the expressions that would be used in your community. I've heard, I've been working all the way from Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi, and so I've been hearing a variety of expressions.
Yes.
And what I'm interested in is what was actually said in your community, because it might be very different from someplace, say, in Mississippi or Georgia.
Yes. Well, even in the counties, there was some difference.
Within the county itself.
Yeah, differences in the counties, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This county, Henderson County, was never considered out of the Union, I've been told. There's a Mr. Deere, you should meet him. I reckon he's getting pretty agey, but he can tell you a lot about the history of Henderson County and after the war. Now, he had some articles in the Progress a few years back, and somehow I meant to keep them. I clipped. Well, let's see, I gave part of them to my granddaughter to get her started, you know, and that kind of scrapbook. I don't know what she did with them, but she has them or not.
Mm-hmm.
But now he could tell you a lot, quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, after the war, you know, the boys that wore the gray, Confederates, rebels they called them, you know, they were disfranchised, couldn't vote there in that community. And in other places, I reckon, too, but I've never been able, I've thought Mr. Stewart, I'd ask him sometime about that.
Was that in this community that they were disenfranchised?
Well, it certainly was.
Is that right?
At Dunbar's store. My daddy told that after the war. Now, I don't know how long that lasted. I hope it didn't last very long. But at least I've heard him tell about, he'd go to an election, and some of the men told him, now, you colored boys come on up here and vote and pay for your freedom. And those boys that were the great, they were disfranchised. They couldn't vote. And that thing, that's what my daddy didn't know. I was hearing that, I reckon, and you know that thing? I never got over it entirely, because...
yes, that would be pretty discouraging.
When it got to, you know, for women all over the nation, though Tennessee was one of the last states, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
It became legal to vote, for women to vote, the year I became old enough to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, of course, had been dead for a long while, and I have a brother that was home, and he asked my mother, he's afraid she wouldn't vote. And he asked, he says, mother, you gonna vote? He says, yes, I'm gonna go and put in a vote for your daddy. And I wanna go and vote in his place because he's not here. Then he asked me, he says, are you gonna vote? Oh, I saw the seven stars and rode up and down. I said, yes, I'm going to vote. I said, I hope I stand right on the spot where Dad stood when he couldn't vote. But I said, I won't go and put in a vote for him. And I wish I could know I was standing on the very spot. You see, it was the same old little store, you know, he's open that close to. He says, well, I didn't. He didn't mighty smooth. He was what he pretended to be, my brother, but he was pretty smooth, Dad. He says, well, I didn't know the boy would break out again.
Well, I don't blame you.
Oh, he says,
strong feelings about it.
Then